Nolte, Dear Gun Grabbers, What's Best for Society is Not My Problem. By John Nolte on January 23, 2021. If you're a man. I don't mean a guy. I don't mean a male. I mean, if you're a man, your top priority, obligation, and, yes, privilege, are the safety and well-being of your family. That's it. That's the only responsibility that matters. And anyone who puts anything, including what's best for society, ahead of that responsibility, who neglects his family or who sacrifices his family's safety and well-being on the altar of some greater good, is not a man. I own 9 firearms, all of them loaded, all of them spread throughout my house. If you were to ask me why I own 9 firearms, my answer would likely depend on whether or not I like the look of your face. If I don't like the look of your face, I'll tell you, it's none of your goddamn business why I own 9 firearms. What I put in my house is no concern of yours. You don't see me asking you why you own 9 blow-up dolls. If I was okay with the look of your face, I would tell you the truth. No matter how secure your house is, if someone wants to break into your house, on average, that will take about 5 seconds. This means that from the time you hear a thump, a crack, or a glass break, you now have about 3.5 seconds to grab a gun. There's no place in my house, including the shower, where I can't get my hands on a loaded gun in 3 seconds. Plus, because of my work and opinions, I get threats. All the time, I'm threatened. Are they serious threats? Don't know. Don't care. What I do know is that a man with a family takes every threat seriously. If you're a man, you own a gun. It's that simple. You've also taken a safety course with it, you're comfortable with it, and know how to use it. You don't have to own 9 guns. No one has to own 9 guns. If I had kids, I would not have 9 loaded guns spread throughout the house. If I didn't receive threats, I wouldn't have 9 loaded guns spread throughout the house. But if you're a man, you own at least one gun and know how to use it. The argument from the gun grabbers is that guns are bad for society. And to back up that argument, they whip out all kinds of science and statistics and studies, to which I will always respond with a hearty and healthy, "So what?" Even if it's true that guns are bad for society, and I do not believe it is, what the hell do I care? Society is not my problem. I certainly wish society well, but I have zero obligation or responsibility towards society. My only obligation and responsibility are to the well-being and safety of my family, and anyone who puts the well-being and safety of society over the well-being and safety of their family is not a man. Regardless, you have no more right telling me how many guns I should own than I have telling you how many TVs you should own. If you can make a case that guns are unhealthy for society, I can make a case that TV is just as unhealthy. And then we can both use our science and studies and statistics as an excuse to barge into each other's house and confiscate whatever it is that's unhealthy for society. See how that works? For the record, I love TV as much as guns. The left's always emotionally blackmailing us with what's best for society. No one should waste even a moment of time arguing over whether or not that's true, because the argument itself, the very premise of that argument, is amoral. Society is not your problem. What's best for you and yours is the only thing a man worries about. And it's here where the left will argue that this attitude is selfish, even though the truth is the exact opposite. A selfish and narcissistic man is the man who prioritizes something/anything over his family, be it selfish career advancement or the narcissism of some do-gooder out saving the world or feeling smug and self-righteous about not owning a gun, i.e., leaving your family vulnerable. Here's another inconvenient fact: doing what's best for you and yours is what's best for society. You want world peace? You want national unity? The recipe is very simple. Leave the other fella be. Worry about yourself. If we focus on our own instead of the other guy, society will be healthier and safer and more vibrant than ever. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.